Al-Khatar, even if you shechted the carbon oil first, and you made it Zerikas Adam, V'yachakach shechat chulin, then you shechted the kid, the chulin, also you'll be potter. The question is, why Al-Khur is a sroh of Abba here? Is Nisois to be a spinoi? The answer is, whoever wants to say now, Shechita kemayis talav shechita basachilhi. A carbon oil law, you don't eat from the carbon oil. The whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So that's not called a Shechita Rui, according to Rabbi Shimon. Fishlam by Kotchim, Shlomim, Wachatis that eat from it. So you have a heter achilah, it's called a shechita. But by oilah, that there's no heter achilah, it's not called a shechita. That was Rabbi's Sforo. On this, for Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Yechle, no, achilah mizbeach shmo achilah. Even by korban oilah, the korb, the shechita is matter that you can burn the meat on the mizbeach. So even though an Adam does need it, but the mizbeach eats it, that's also called an achilah, it's also called a shechita. My time, what's the reason? The Yomakor, the Pasuk says, V'yin ha'ocho yoyochol, mibsah zevach shlomov. So it says double lashon here. This is the parasha of pigul that b'shtei achilas akosam adam. So two types of eatings: echad achilas adam, where the person eats from it; v'echad achilas mizbeach, whether you think to eat it tomorrow, whether you think to burn it tomorrow, you have machshavas pigul. So according to you see, the burning on the mizbeach is also called an achila. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that you have to have a shechita ruya, which means the shechita has to be matter with b'achila, a korban is also called heta b'achila, since you have a right to burn it on the mizbeach. That's also considered the heter achila. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, "Hashoychet penimtza treifa." Let's see, you shechted the animal, after you saw isavis tonight, and then you found out that you shechted the mother first, and you found it was a treifa. So the shechita is not called a good shechita. Or else, hashoychet avoy dezora. A person shechted the animal, now the mother, but he had a mind to do with the shem avoy dezora, so the animal becomes also bano. Or else be a shechet poras chatis, you shech the poraduma. There's no achil there, not an achil of mizbech, not an achil of adam. So that shechit is not called a shechit, according to Rabbi Shimon. Or else be shor ha-nisko, if you shech the mother became a shor ha-nisko, it's also osaba no. Or else be egla rufi, you shech the negla rufa, it's also osaba no. Rashi says, it's really the neseres mechaim, that egla rufa becomes also right away, even when it's alive. And therefore, even after you shechit, it's a loss of bano. So in all these cases, Rabbi Shimon poyter. Rabbi Shimon said, that's the way you shechted the mother. And then you go to shecht the kid, you poyter today. There's no issa, oyster is benai. Since these are all considered a shechit, the she'ina ruya is leish shmei shechit, according to Rabbi Shimon. However, the chachomim, mechayom, say no, the ma'aseh you made a good ma'aseh shechita, even though it's not matzah v'pachila, but a ma'aseh shechita you did, you have the yisur oisur v'yespenoi. What's going to be though, ha'sheichet v'nisnabla v'yodoi, not that it became a treifa, but the animal died before the shechita. Nisnabla v'yodoi says, shlemi das, like before you finished the shechita, the animal died on you. So it's not called you did a shechita. Or else v'hanoicher, you just sliced the head off, not through a shechita. Or else v'yamaki, you just tear off the simonim. So this is not called the Maisa Shechit at all. Then Potter, even the Chum agree, that you Potter Mishu Maisa V'yespenoi, even though you killed the mother today, in this case you would be allowed to shech the kid today. The Yisra Oyster V'yespenoi is only if you shech the mother, then you can't kill or shech the kid. But just killing the mother, there's no Yisra to shech the kid. The other Gemara says, Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lokish, Lashon, when do we learn the Mishnah? Rashi says, the Shech of Avos Kechovim, is chai mishumais v'espenoi. When was that learned? L'shon ha'ra l'sheshochat rishon l'avoy dezoro. That you shechted first the mod l'shem avoy dezoro. V'sheni l'shechona, and the second one you shechted for yourself. So according to Chomim, you have an is oisa v'espenoi. Ah, but what's going to be the opposite way? Rishon l'shechona, you shechted the mother for your own table for yourself to eat. And then v'sheni l'avoy dezoro. Then the second one, the kid, you shechted l'shem avoy dezoro, potter. So here you don't get Malkus. Even according to Chom L'chur over the Yisra Yisra V'yespenoi, you shechted the mother then the kid, still he holds the potter for Malkus. Why? Poshid, to come labor the Rav Minei. Because by shechting this kid, since you're doing L'Hashem Avoy Dezor, you chayiv Misa. So whenever you chayiv Misa, you potter for Malkus, we don't give you two punishments. You say, come labor the Rav Minei. So Poshid Alocha. Yeah. Rashi, the Chaimelon, you have Perek El Maris, the Kroi, the Tarat Lev Dinle, we don't give him two punishments. Yeah. Oh, Malay Rav Yechon said back, Zoo, this halacha, you have to watch of Shimon tells this, Shimon halacha, this tells this war. Ah, Phil Tunaka Shemesh Rabban Yodanoi Soy. Everybody knows this, even kids know this halacha, that there's such a thing, if Rashi says, Tapla, we don't give somebody two punishments. So, Pshita, then the case where you have Misa for the Shchitl Hashem Avoy the Zoro, Pshita, you don't get Balkas. What do you got to tell me, Shlakash? Everybody knows that. Even the young kids know that. Ela rather chishes like this, that Tomim sometimes, Shafilu Shachat Rishon L'Shachonai, even the Shechter, the mother first, eat from, on your own table. And then Vishen then Shechter, the kid the same day. Li Avoy the Zoro, Hashem Avoy the Zoro, Chayiv. Sometimes you could be Chayiv. You would get Malkus. I would agree with Chayiv Misa. The case could be that the agent there warned the person, said, don't shech the kid now, you shech the mother ready today, there's Nisra Reisav Yespanoi on it. But they did not warn him, Mishum Yisav Avay Dezara. So if Yisav Avay Dezara, it's called, you don't get Misa, you're not Chayiv Misa. So what are you Chayiv B'day Bezdin? Only Malkus. It's only called one punishment, and a claim in such a case, Bezdin will give him Malkus. For Reb Shimon Lakishoma, Kivon, the Chihiler argues and says no. Kivon, the Chiasra Beipota, since if you would have warned this person not to shech this kid, L'shem Avoy Dezara, if they would have warned him, then the din is he would have been Chayiv Misa, and then you say, come with the Rab Mineh, he would not get Malkus. You say, Shlokas Svari is, Kiliasra Beipota, even in this case now, where they did not warn you, when you're shechting the kid now, that you chayiv misa for Avodah Zarah, even though they didn't warn you, nami potter, and they only warn you for the lav of Oisav Yespanoi, still you'll be potter for Malkus. That's what Shlokas Svara called chayiv misa shredigin, also potters for Malkus. And the Ozla Tamar, this Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas, and Golashi Tosois, the Chi Osir, because when Rabdini came in, the Chi Osir Rabdini, Omri said like this, chayiv misa shredigin, in the case where somebody did a chet of misa, meaning you killed somebody by mistake. So the mice are not going to get misa right now for it because you killed them in b'shegeg. Rosh did an avera that you chayiv malka shegegin. Did it by mistake. And v'dov racher, you also did some damage to somebody that should be a chayiv money. So what's the halacha? You chayiv for the money. Because the Maisa, since you did the chet Misa b'shoigeg, you don't get Misa. Since you did the chet of Malkus b'shoigeg, by mistake, you don't get Malkus. So therefore, it's only considered one punishment, so we give you the chiv tashlumim. For Resh Lakish Shama, no potter. Resh Lakish says, no, in this case, still you potter from paying. Why? Rabbi Yechonon, no, Mechayim Yechon, says, Yechayiv, Tola Yasubeh, they didn't warn the person, it was done b'shoigeg. Since they didn't warn him for Misa, he's taken out chayiv Misa. So all these chayiv are just for the tashlum. Whatever he did, he damaged somebody then, so he has to pay money for the damage that he did. There's no ptur. However, Resh Lakish Shama, no, the Chiddush. Resh Lakish says, no, potter, still you potter. Why? The chiv on the chiyasra bei potter. If you would have warned this person, don't kill, or don't be Mechal Shabbos, then he would have been chayiv misa. The same time as being Mechal Shabbos, he's also tearing somebody's clothing, so then he would have been potter. Because at the same time, he's ripping the clothing, he's being chayiv misa. So they would have warned him for the Issa Shabbos. He would have been potter for paying for the tashlum for the money. So Resh Lakish holds, kilo yasrabe, even though they didn't warn him now for doing the Issa Chilo Shabbos or for killing somebody. Still nami potter, still ye potter. Maybe more dashlum from Sukkim over there, Resh Lakish holds, that even chayiv misa shegigin also makes a ptur. That's Resh Lakish's svara. Rashi speaks out, if Resh Lakish swears, even though you're not getting Malkus right now, Hayla Vahachi Surika Tzad Misa Leloki. The Ksubis Yalatam Mikrobel, and Mora learns out from Sukkim. Yeah, and the Mora says now, Tzricha, we need the Machlokes both places here, Tzricha. Di Yashmina over here, Bo Kamer of Shem Malkish. Only over here you would say it. Abu Bo and Mudl Rabbi Yechon, we might as well Rabbi Yechonon. Because my Boho, Bo Kamer of Yechon, Abu Boho, Mudl Rabbi Shem Malkish, Tzricha. Need the Machlokes both places. Chedush in both places. It's like a why. So Rashi says, Bo Kamer Resh Lakish, the Potter mi Malkis, Hoyel, the Yesh Beshkitizu, Tzad Misa. Since the Shkita now has a Tzad Misa, we would have warned you, Hashem Avodah Zarah, you'd be p'chayiv misum. So pokele toros malchus minei. Tetati beguf l'rami, don't give him two things. Helkach afilu, even though you didn't warn him l'misa, still you don't get malchus. So that's a svar that chayve misa could pata for malchus. Aber chayve misha shogim v'dov racha v'roin momin, t'chad beguf v'chad moinoi, eima tevai rom yalayu. That's the chilek. Over here in our Gemara, it's a shalal giving him a chiv misa, giving him a chiv malchus. So both are supposed to be upon the same goof. See, Rosh Lakish says, we say like a svarav kamlei. And maybe over there, it's a shalal, one maisa was to mechayiv you misa. And one maisa was to mechayiv you mom, because you did something to somebody else, have to pay money. So maybe money we would give you, since it was done b'shegeg. Kamashma, no, even in such a case, with a chiv tashnum of money, still it's the same achleikis, to Rosh Lakish and Abyechon. Still they both say the same svaras. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, now oporis chatis morsamakasha. Oporis chatis shkita shen ruih. Is that true? Our Mishnah says you shecht the poraduma, and then you shecht its kid. So according to Rav Shimon Yipoto, I have a tiny beloved Rav Shimon Oimer. Pora metama tumas oichlin. A poraduma could be mekabel tumas oichlin. Why? Hoyo b'hois l'shasa kosher. It had a shasa kosher. Rashi learns, Torah mitama tumas oichlin. Daf agav yom Rav Shimon perakam de b'chayrus. The Isuri Hanukh when Shah Niskal Petah Hamor is Namatama Tumas, even after you shecht it, there's no Issa, there's no Tumas Eichlin on it, because it's not called an Eichel on it, since it's also Bano. But still, the Paradumi after you shecht it is Makabu Tumma. And Teretz is why? Hoyavos the Shas Kosher says, Liachila, Af Liatzma, Shemish Nishkato, that it had a Shas Kosher, right after you shecht it, if you want, you could have eaten it first. So therefore, there is an Issa Tumma Chalon de Meat. And the Yom Rashim Malakish, Yom Hayu Rav Shimon, that Torah Niftas Agavim Marakosah. This was, it could be perfect with the Paradum if you want.